This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, as always, welcome everyone. Gedalia, you said last night?
Baruch.
Thank you very much, Baruch. It's an extra thank you for Kalem. Extra thank you. I said it also, but it was much later here in the shul. We had one participant later on. Reuven Chanet was here. It was a comedy of errors last night. The chuppah was a cantorial rendition, so I had to push the shir from 9 to 9:20. Then I got back to the hotel, and the internet in the hotel didn't work, so I didn't have my phone. It was in the car. I had to go back down to the car, work the hotspot on the car. I think we first started at 9:30. 9:30. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, there were 31 Zoomers on. It's amazing that they all stayed, really. I just want to let the Olam know that I did send off to Beitar yesterday, $1,400. So thank you very much. It's a big schuss. It should be a schuss for us. Also, since we're like family, tomorrow I'm going for an MRI just to check, do an imaging on my prostate to see how it's doing, because I'm still struggling with it a little bit. So Moshe Mehem and Esther Fadl should be good. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Robert, Shlomo Ben Avraham Levi, Perel Bas Reuven. Lila Nishmas Dov Milchaim, Mephur Shalem, Fel Yom Moshe Mechai, Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Leia, Schutz of Avram Ben Yom Meish, Mamalk Yehudas, Yol Kugman and family, Mephur Shalem, Fel Vidar, Ayah Ben Rivka, Hinda Bas Chai, Sar Yitzhak Ben Sion Ben Dusha, Rivka Bas Shira Leia, Moshe Mechai Ben Esther Fadl, Chana Bas Shashabina, and Aaron Ben Sara, Yerucham Dov Ben Masha, and they should have refu shalem b'sech shachar Yisrael. Okay, so kedei rishi nisuna b'taner. If a pot is put inside an oven, hasheretz b'taner. If there's a sheretz in the oven, hakedei retahira. The pot is tar because a keli can't be metami keli. A klei cheres which can never become an av, can only become a rishin. So it's not metami other kelim. She'ein klei cheres metami kelim. Klei cheres cannot be metamei kelim. But now here we have a very interesting thing. If the pot had some liquid adhering to it on the inside, so since that liquid is in the interior of the klei cheres, and there's a sheretz in the klei cheres, nitma, that liquid becomes tamei. It is oisem mashkin liyos tchila, and the din is that liquid, because of gzeirah d'rabbanan, is metame the kedera, vitima, and it's metame the kedera. And here, harizeh oimer, the kedera says somewhat whimsically, metam echa loy timuni, that you water, that which is metame you, the klei cheres, couldn't be metame me. But va'ata t'meisani, but you who received tuma from the klei cheres, you could cause me to become tamei. So it's a little bit of a whimsical statement. Now here's an interesting thing. Tarnagol shibala es hasheretz. The tarnagol swallows, let's say, a mouse, and it's one of the shmoni shvatzim. That's metamei. V'nofol la'aver atana, and the chicken while it's alive falls into the airspace of the oven, tahar, because the chicken blocks the tuma of the sheretz from spreading to the airspace. But that's only if it's alive. The mace, but if the chicken dies, it doesn't block, and then tame, then the klei cheres will be tame. And now this next little comment really defines how the tuma works in a klei cheres. Hasheretz shenimtza b'tana. A sheretz that's found inside the oven, which we know causes the whole interior to become tamei. If there's also bread in the oven that's not touching the sheretz, ha'tashe b'soicha shniya, oh, it's only a sheni. Why? Because we say the sheretz causes the klei cheres to become tamei. It becomes a rishon, and the bread that's in its interior becomes a sheni. We don't say that the sheretz dangling inside is considered like the tumas sheretz suffuses the whole interior of the oven. Because if that would be the case, then the bread would be a rishon. We don't say that. We say the sheretz causes the cheres to be tamei. That becomes a rishon, and then anything in its airspace becomes tamei. So then the pas becomes a sheni.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.